the woman who's been the host of this show for six, seven years. Kelly is Restoration Ministries, and we're just trying to get the message out there that there is a serious drug problem, alcohol and drugs, substance abuse disorders in our community. I agreed to give some help to as co-host of this radio rehab on the first Saturday of each month, and Kelly does it the last Saturday of each month, and of course Lisa is in the middle. And our goals is to reach and share with community that there is a substance abuse problem, and maybe, just maybe, we can openly discuss substance abuse addictions as we do physical impairments. And maybe we can teach and reach deep down in the hearts and souls of individuals who may hear testimony from questions that we asked on this, from our guest on this show, and maybe their lives will be turned around. It takes all of us to ward off this demon that has inundated our community for many, many decades. Cocaine, crack cocaine, marijuana, meth, prescription pills, the leader of the pack is prescription pills, and the list goes on and on. The statistics nationally dictate that we need to invest in more treatment facilities for in-depth treatment rather than, there we go, the prisons. And most of our prisons have are housing nonviolent offenders who are most often than not incarcerated for drug-related problems. $50,000 to $70,000 a year annually to incarcerate. That's a lot of money for one person to be locked up who has a substance abuse disorder. It's only $24,000 a year if a person is in an inpatient in drug treatment. So we need to invest in people. We should not discriminate because someone, we know someone uses drugs. Let's try to embrace that person and get them help. There was so many, I remember when I was growing up, we used to go to the Coliseum when everything was segregated and watch some of the top artists, entertainers, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Robinson. I mean, it was just so many. But most of those people, as we knew later on, used drugs. But downfall for some of them, but not all of them used drugs. But those were the days that we could get into the shows for $2.50. And I'm not going to keep running off at the mouth because that's why we have our guests. I'm supposed to ask the questions, and they're supposed to give us some answers. Have a young lady that I met several days ago that we just clicked just almost instantaneously. And she's a young lady. She's young enough to be my daughter. Her name is Sharika. And I want Sharika to, I told her, let's pretend like we're not on the radio. Just pretend like we're having a conversation. Her childhood and growing up was a lot different from mine. I was in a very, very, very stable, stable environment when I was growing up. Of course, we lived in rural Kentucky, had a lot of land, and there was grandma, there was mama, there was daddy, everybody was family. We have extended family, but things have changed a lot. And some of the homes are broken and some are not, but we just need to, and a lot of it is because of drugs. So we're going to get started. And Marlene's going to shut up. If you want to call in, 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. Okay, Sharika, as a child growing up, were you ever in an atmosphere where there was excessive use of drugs and alcohol? If so, what effect did it have on you then
Yes, later years? Yes, I was in an effective childhood. Okay. But because my dad, he would smoke weed and stuff, you know.
In your presence?
Yeah, in my presence when we was kids, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff. But, I mean, the whole family did a lot. I had family out of town and did a lot of drugs and shooting up and everything like that. So, I had drugs all around me, you know, at that time.
Did you think that was normal?
No, I didn't think it was normal. I just thought this is way out of range, you know, because, I mean, it wasn't right for nobody to see, witness that. And then it was abuse, you know, from my father.
Physical abuse?
Yeah, physical and mental abuse. Mm-hmm. Father, you know, because we had a home built from the ground up over on the south side, and but it was not a right home, because when we closed the door, then he started beating us and arguing with us and cussing at us and stuff like that, you know. And I moved out, what, at 15 years old?
15 years old?
Yeah. When I had a baby, I moved out, you know, because, which, you know what I'm saying, when I was growing up, you know, I went out and stuff, and, you know, my mother only had one man, you know, and he had people and seeing people, and I would be drinking at a young age.
What? How old were you?
I was drinking at, what, 15, you know, 15 years old.
Because you thought it was okay to do that?
I thought it was okay because everybody else was drinking around me, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So
the drinking escalated to having physical, your father being physical, and of course it's going to affect you mentally.
Yeah.
Then and in later years. And so did he work?
Oh, yeah, he worked. He was an 18-wheeler driver. Yeah, he worked. But see, everything was good on the outside, wasn't good on the inside, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, because it was pretty on the outside, mm-hmm. you know, but it wasn't good on the inside. He was very verbal abusing, and you know, he would come in and tear our minds up, my brother's and my sister's minds.
How many other siblings were there?
I got two brothers and one sister, mm-hmm. you know. But he tore our mental status up completely. But I'm strong, and I'm God's spirit, and, you know, I can't nothing stop that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you've got how many children?
I've got three children. Okay. I adopted a son at 17.
When you were 17 years old?
No, I had adopted
okay,
a son.
Okay, I was going to say.
No, I had adopted a son at 17
right,
years
right,
old.
Right, right.
But I have three children.
Yeah, so you have four children.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yes.
Because you adopted him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was your choice of drugs when you were doing... did you ever... I know you said there was alcohol, you were drinking, and then how old were you when you started using alcohol, and then it...
I was,
you left home at 15 because
yeah.
you got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Were you forced to leave home?
Or? I was really forced to leave home because he went to my mother and told my mother that, you know, she can't have no babies around here when he had kids outside of the home, too.
Oh, he was a player.
Yes.
That's what we call infidelities.
Yes. Yeah, he was a player and he had kids outside home, but I decided to move out because I didn't want, you know, to hear. Because my mother wanted me to give my baby up for adoption, my second baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to, you mm-hmm. know, because I didn't push her out.
Okay.
And so, but I was forced to move out of there, and I'm good.
Okay. Our listening audience is just that, listening to our conversation but cannot see face in our bodies. Sharika, you're confined to a wheelchair.
Yes, I am.
Due to a traumatic, deliberate act by another person.
Yes.
However, just talking to you, it has not gotten you down. I want you to tell our listening audience, at what age did this occur, and how do you cope with it on a daily basis? And just tell us what happened. Let's go back to the beginning.
I was, in 93, I had got shot. Two times, once in the face and once in the brain, and the bullet's in my brain. That's why I can't walk.
Is the bullet still there?
Yes, the bullet is still there because they said that I'll be brain injured. So I'm alert and woke and stuff like that. I went to the hospital, and I was in the bed.
How old were you then?
I was 20.
Wow.
I was 20. My kids was 5, 4, and 3.
Wow.
And they was babies. Mm. But I've been doing it on my back ever since then, working with my kids. My mother's always been in my life. My kids didn't ever have to go to a foster care because my mother did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a real big part of my life.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, everybody walks through stumbling blocks, but, You know, she was in a situation. She was in foster care when she was growing up, but she tried to do the best that she could, and I love her for that. You know, love her for her storm.
Yeah. So, so when that that happened, you were 20 years old.
Yeah.
What brought about that circumstance?
What brought about the circumstance? He was on drugs. He was on lots of drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Cocaine.
Oh, wow.
He was on smoke cocaine and weed, Primo, and everything. He was on lots of drugs. And so when I came home to my cousin's house, he had a gun. And he took me back in the kitchen.
You're 20 years old.
And he shot me in the face and in the brain.
What was he so angry about? Or was he full
just,
of drugs?
He was just angry about himself. He's always angry about himself. You know, right now he's still angry about himself, but he was angry, just angry because he was saying that I left the kids home alone by themselves, but I left them there with my cousin, you know. But then he wants to say in the ordeal that you should love the kids. But if I left them there by themselves, then you could have tucked them and then just tucked custody of them.
Because
I was tired of fighting. I could fight, but I just didn't want to fight all the time.
So before that, it was a lot of discord, fighting
and arguing and cussing and abuse, just like the childhood was abuse.
So it was just like a repeat.
All the time. Yeah.
So what happened after that? You said that, you know, everybody was there for you to help you through that.
Yeah.
He got some time, I'm sure.
Yeah, they gave him 4 years. He did about 16 or 15, and then he got back out.
15 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got back out, and then, you know, he got back out in 08 and several years. And so 2010, you know, I felt like if you forgive a person, you got to be friends with them. Because, you know, forgiveness.
But you don't.
But I don't. But you know, on Easter Sunday, I found out that if you forgive a person, you don't have to be talked to. Just forgive them and move on.
Mm-hmm. So when he got out in 2008, has he ever apologized or admitted that he's got some issues? And some of it probably goes back to the drug abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He since said apology, but it's not from the stomach. You know, you can apologize to somebody, say, I'm sorry, but you still can still do the same ignorant thing right now.
So, what is he, does he work now? What's his life like now?
Yeah, he works, but he stays at my home with me right now. And I always felt like that he owed me something. But 2 months ago, I feel like that he don't owe me nothing, because if you're not going to do it from the goodness of God and the goodness of your heart and the goodness of your love and respect, then you don't have to do it.
Okay. I think there's time for us to take a break, and we're going to do that and be right back with Sharika. Be right back.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
During the spring into summer savings event at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, get queen beds for only $277, a five-piece dining room for only $427, and sofas at the Ashley direct price of $397. Save throughout the store, plus get 0% interest for 18 months. Now's the time to get the mattress of your dreams. Don't miss huge savings on Ashley Sleep, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. At Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tune in every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Sunday Evening Gospel Show, hosted by Byron Lander. Byron plays your favorite traditional and contemporary gospel music while providing you with inspirational thoughts and messages that will bless your soul. You can call in your musical and prayer requests at 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. The Sunday Evening Gospel Show is always found right here on Magic 98.5 FM and 1400 AM. You're listening to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM, WEOA. We encourage you to call into this live program at 812 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. You can also listen on the World Wide Web at 1400AMWEOA.com. We thank our guests for coming in today. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
We are back. This is Marveline, and Sharika is our guest today. I'm learning something because from what she's talked about in terms of how she was raised and so much discard in the family, especially with her father, when the door is behind closed doors, the abuse physically and mentally. I came up when the most you see a man do is maybe drink a little alcohol, but not to the point where it controlled him or her. If you didn't care for your family physically and mentally, back when I was growing up, you were not considered a man. And actually, you would be castrated almost from the community. People would ignore you and call you lazy. You didn't take care of your kids. And every black man that I know when I was growing up had a job. Divorce was out of the question, and not having a job was even worse. So in the African-American community, you were more or less, like I said, castrated if you did not provide for your family. What is different? What's different now, Sharika? Is it a combination of things? Is it, because I'm not your age. You're 30?
39.
Okay. What's different now since you've become an adult that you see where, is it drugs? Is it a combination of drugs that is dividing families?
Yes.
Tell us what you think.
The drugs divide family, but you know, a person that's got to think about their choices and the ways they do about the drugs. You know, you don't supposed to do no drugs, no way. But I did a whole lot on the streets, but now I don't. I just want to teach my kids lessons and show my kids what to do.
Okay, when you say you did a whole lot on the streets, tell me what you mean.
Tell
our audience what you mean.
The audience is, I sold drugs, you know, mm-hmm. weed. I sold, you know, all the other stuff. But now I don't do drugs. I don't, because now I talk to people and I tell people, no, don't do that mm-hmm. because that'll get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'll get you locked up. You know, don't do that. So I do talk about a lot of things that I did in the past.
Right. So I know you'd mentioned to me that you even use drugs yourself mm-hmm. Pretty regularly for about 6 months.
About 6 months. I went to, this is in about 97, I had my lights turned off, water turned off, but I was using drugs, you know.
Your money was going to get your addiction.
Yeah, going to get my addiction. But I prayed to God to get me off that stuff. I said, I've been shot 2 times. God, please, Lord, help me, mm-hmm. you know. And I got off the drugs. I moved out of the house that I was in, and I got clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I started teaching my kids different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I went to selling drugs and stuff and selling the other stuff like cocaine and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped that. I don't do nothing no more. I just keep it even. And I tell my sons and my daughters, they CNAs, because my middle daughter, she helped me at 4 years old when she was a kid, and now she's a CNA.
Right.
She had license to be it. And my oldest daughter, she's a CNA. My son said, you know, Mama, you are the matriarch of this family,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you taught me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You made me the man that I am,
mm-hmm.
you know. And stuff like it, and that's a good thing.
Right, because a lot of times kids do what they see.
Yeah.
And when they get older, we say, what happened? Well, if you start asking them a few questions, a lot of things we think they don't pay attention to, they do.
Yeah.
And they think, a lot of kids think that's normal. I had one of the confinement officers out at the Vandenberg County Corrections say to me that he went to this particular daycare to talk to children. And I'm not going to mention the name of the daycare because I don't think that's proper. A 3-year-old was just, see, these kids are born smart now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was just talking and said, oh yeah, my mother do blunts. And he was just 3 years old. And I about passed out because I wasn't exposed to the
nothing.
Drug culture wasn't like it is now, but there was alcohol There was a lot of alcohol, and then came the heroin, and then came the cocaine, and then came the crack cocaine. So I was just amazed. He said some of the things that those young people said, children, these are babies. He was just floored. Mm-hmm. And so was I, because if a three-year-old knows that somebody, and they know the name of these drugs that their parents or their caregivers is taking or using, mm-hmm. or selling, mm-hmm. what effect does that have on children? So with your children, with you changing your way, yes. of doing things, had to impress your children, yes. because they graduated from high school, they, yes. went on to further their education, yes. and that is fantastic.
Yeah.
So
my son,
when was your wake-up call?
My wake-up call was when I looked around and seen it wasn't no... When I waked up and seen it wasn't no lights on in that house,
mm-hmm.
and no water in that house.
Mm-hmm.
My wake up, and wasn't nobody in that house. My wake-up call was then,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
And now I have moved on further, that right now, as today at 39 years old, I own my own house.
Mm-hmm.
I have another house two doors down from me that I run, that's putting my family in and people, other people in there.
That need it.
That needs, mm-hmm. it. You know, this nester that's on the stuff that I'm trying to clean up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, on that mess of drugs,
right,
and stuff,
right,
that,
right.
I'm trying to clean up and have establishment. That's what I do. And I have my own van. You know, that I go around and do what I want to.
Yeah, because when I got here this morning listening to all you, she was already here, and I'm like, okay, Marvelline, she can move faster than you, and you're using your legs, and she's you know, in a wheelchair. So I'm just glad that you came, and you have a lot of hope and inspiration in you at your age and in your particular situation. A lot of people would have just given up. Not said, you know, I'm just sad. Yeah, and so when I, this is what keeps me up. When I see, just for example, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When I met you, I saw you in the wheelchair, and we had this wonderful conversation. I always say, that could have been me.
Yes.
So we have to embrace each other and be sisters and brothers to each other. I don't care what color, okay? Yes. So I'm saying that I'm proud of you for who you are and what you're doing.
Thank you.
And the things that you're trying to do to help other people.
Yeah.
I want to say that,
you know, really, all I do is think of my kids and my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of my daughters, because they are out in the world to help, and the people at the nursing home that don't have no help.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And both of my daughters, so I thank them. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I thank my son because he is manning up. You know, he's like, man up.
Manning up.
You know, yeah, he's like, man up. He takes care of his family, takes care of his kids and everything. So I thank them.
Mm-hmm.
I thank my other son, the foster son. I thank him because he had a situation last year, you know, and I thank him for being in my life. So I thank my kids.
See, nothing happens by accident.
No.
And you know, I hear people say, oh, you're lucky. I don't use the word lucky.
No. I'm blessed.
Blessed.
I'm blessed.
Right.
And highly favored.
Right, right, right. So as a woman from a younger generation, in the younger generation, I'm from the older generation, what do you think has changed? And what do we need to do to rid our community of what I consider a cancer as it relates to substance abuse disorders? I consider it a cancer because there's four stages of cancer.
Yeah.
And with drugs, as it associates with cancer, there's the first stage. You know, just learning, experimenting.
Yeah.
Just having a little, you know, I'm having a little fun this weekend with some of my friends. And then you got kids that are followers and not leaders, and they get, maybe sometimes they go down the wrong road. It's like the alphabet Y.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start at the bottom of it, and when you get to the point where it goes one way or the other, you can either go to your right or your left.
Yes.
And that's the choice that you have to make.
Yeah.
We all know someone.
That's
of course
in
I
that
do.
Situation.
That's in that situation. I have a family member.
Yeah.
I have loved ones.
Yes.
We know people, nobody can say, no matter what ethnicity, nothing, what color, nothing. We all know someone who has struggled with an addiction.
Yes.
And it's not always drugs and alcohol. It can be eating too much.
Yes.
It can be different kinds of addictions.
Yeah.
But this show, Radio Rehab, addresses addictions and to get the word out there that what resources are available. That's why I try to have a lot of people that make decisions about who goes to jail and who goes to treatment.
Yes.
On this show so that our listening audience will know what's available and there are some alternatives to prison or jail.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that is in jail don't naturally belong in jail. Now, if you shoot and kill somebody, you need to go to jail.
Yeah, you need to.
You need to pay for that. But if you have an addiction and it's nonviolent, and we're going to talk a little bit about, before the show ends, about restricting criminal records, but it's getting very difficult for people to get jobs that's got these felonies.
Yes.
And so I'm very glad that the law has been changed, but we'll go back to what I asked you. What's different now than what I just described that we never really ever seen in our community, a lot of drug activity?
Yeah.
What do you think caused all this?
I think what caused all this is that a lot of people in here in Evansville, me and my son discussed this a few days ago. They had it on the news about this is the town that don't do nothing, don't have no activities for the youth, you know, don't have anything. Mm. So when the youth grows up, they don't have nowhere to go. They don't have no outlet time. Like we ran like Lincoln or the skating rink, you know. They don't have that in down here.
Yeah, I think then that's something, that's another issue that needs to be addressed maybe to some of our quote-unquote leaders, black leaders in the community.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there was the skating rink. There was, when I was growing up, Lincoln Avenue was the place.
Yes.
Carver Community on the Hill, Lincoln School, after football games, there were dances.
Yes.
There was the Red Rooster, there was the restaurants, there was, well, the Dodge Inn.
But it was nothing.
Right.
You know.
So there was a lot of activity, just not for adults, but there was a lot of activity for children and teenagers.
I mean, a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old, this is 2 weeks ago. I mean, they packing guns, you know, because they don't have nothing to do.
Packing guns, but where are they getting them?
I don't know.
I think we got to take another break. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Our country was stricken by horrific tragedies in 2012. This has brought the topic of mental health to the forefront of all of our minds. It is so important for our community to recognize and guide our loved ones to seek help. Please, please call Brentwood Meadows if you know someone who may be suffering from a mental health issue. It could be depression, anxiety, or even loneliness. These people need our help. Call Brentwood Meadows today at 858-7200. There's hope. There's help. That's 858-7200.
During the spring into summer savings event at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, get queen beds for only $277, a five-piece dining room for only $427, and sofas at the Ashley direct price of $397. Save throughout the store, plus get 0% interest for 18 months. Now's the time to get the mattress of your dreams. Don't miss huge savings on Ashley Sleep, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. At Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Listen Monday through Friday at 7:45 a.m. for your Live Smart Tip of the Day, sponsored by Vectren. There are dozens of free and low-cost ways to help manage your energy bills this spring, and these weekly tips will help start you off on the right track. To manage your account or to learn about Vectren rebates and other conservation tips, log on to Vectren.com. And don't forget to dial 811 before you dig. Your Live Smart Tip of the Day is heard every weekday on 1400 a.m. and the new Magic 98.5 FM.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-593-1400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-593-1400. That's 1-800-593-1400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
We are back, and Sharika is here with me this morning, Marvelline. I'm just amazed, I guess. I learn something all the time, even though I've been around for some time. Just listening to her and some of the experiences she's had, it's very touching to me. Usually, Lisa and Kelly talk to people that are in recovery or have been clean and sober for a long time. I'm not in touch with a lot of people that are in recovery or been clean and sober for a long time. So I sort of do the other side where I have people in that provide services or, and Lisa does too, and so does Kelly. But most of mine are trying to let people know what the law is and how many people, especially African Americans, are in the Vandenberg County Jail for nonviolent crimes opposed to the population of African Americans in this community, and it skyrockets. So when I hear that 40% of the black men in this country are unemployed, well, a whole lot of them are probably locked up.
Yeah.
And the ones that are not may be because of their quote-unquote criminal record is keeping them from getting gainful employment. And I'm going to talk before the show ends a little bit about restricting criminal records. This may help someone get a job if some of their record can be restricted, but there are certain qualifications. So I'm going to get back to Sharika, and then I'm going to go back to what we were talking about, what I consider a cancer. The first stage, you know, the kids maybe just sort of on experiment, let's see what's happening this weekend. Or even grown people, sometimes on weekend that's all they do, but they can get up and go to work on Monday morning. So the second stage is, you know, you still can function. And by the third stage, you're starting to miss work and might go, and then eventually you lose your job. And then the fourth stage, you're living on the edge, committing crimes usually to feed the cancer. So the best way to explain some of this is if you get the opportunity and you have the money, purchase the book, The New Jim Crow, written by Michelle Alexander. In the new Jim Crow, and for the kids or people that don't know who Jim Crow is, there were Jim Crow laws back in the day when I was coming up. The new Jim Crow is the prisons. So if you can't lynch us, then you know there's other ways you can deal with this. So and so the drugs, when they came in, you go to jail, and after, even if it's nonviolent, and then there was the law where three felonies, three strikes you're out. I think they brought the years down. You get 30 years and do 15. Well, I think they brought it down now to 12 years, you do 6. Still too much. So at any rate, Sharika, what were we talking about before we took our break?
We was talking about that I was talking about that I seen a 12 and a 13-year-old with handgun.
Handgun.
Yes.
But how did they get the handgun?
I don't even know, but I told him, I said, look, you don't even need this. You ain't even, well, how old are you?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's...
Where are their parents?
The parents is probably on drugs.
Oh, wow.
Probably, because the whole society You know, mm-hmm. it's this uptown is on drugs, and the mama's out sleeping with somebody or tricking around or anything. But the thing is, there's no outlet time for kids just to be kids. You know, for like at the skating rink, you know, they don't have nothing for black people.
We're talking Central City.
Really to go to, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, they might go out and hang out, but then it's still so much confusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of confusion.
Well, we've got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do. What do you think needs to be done besides recreation? Our churches.
Yes.
Our churches, what do they need to do?
The churches.
In
my opinion, the churches really need to get involved and start going to the homes and visiting the mothers, the kids. Go start going to the homes. That's because that's where you got to start it.
Yeah.
You know, not on the outside. Start going to the home and see what their home life is. If they land on mattresses mm-hmm. and stuff like that, then, you know, give the mothers a ride to go to get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or try to apply for one.
And stuff. And you know, and the fathers, you know, get them on their feet. So I just feel like that it needs to start at home.
Are you seeing a lot? Of course, everything begins in the home. It's what goes on in the home. Like you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you know, you all had a beautiful home, but when the doors were closed, that was just hell up in there.
It was nothing but hell.
Yeah. So I think that we all have a responsibility to look after each other in this community.
Yeah.
We ain't talking color now.
No.
We're talking people.
Yeah, people.
Human beings.
People.
So I think we all have a responsibility. I've been on the battlefield for a long time. I did my 29 years at Legal Services, and it was all for a year and a half, and now I work out at Vandenberg County Corrections 3 days a week. But I see a lot of children. And I call them children.
Yes.
18 to 40, I'd say, is the age group that's either in incarcerated at the jail or in work release or home detention. And the recidivism rate, which means repeats, is probably 40 to 50% where they end up doing something and coming back. So sometimes people are cut off from their families when they continue to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And most of it, of course, is drug-related. If you go back and see a person that's arrested for theft, you dig way back in their history, it's usually drug-related.
Yeah.
And so we got a problem, and I think that we have a responsibility to help the community. If you have statute in this community,
mm-hmm.
use it.
Yeah.
So most of our ministers have statute. I'm not dogging out the ministers, because I got an anonymous letter before for dogging out ministers. I'm not doing that, but I'm saying most people will listen to what the minister says.
Mm-hmm.
If the minister says we're going to have a meeting Monday night, Tuesday night, whatever night, and we're going to talk about things that happen to our people to prevent, we need preventive programs.
Yeah.
Not wait until somebody gets, like you said, these kids are 12, 13 years old, packing guns.
Yes, packing
guns. What are they planning on doing with them?
They can't even go buy, shouldn't be able to buy a gun or buy bullets.
So what is happening is they said that you can walk in within two blocks, any parts of this city, and get drugs.
Yeah.
So the gun laws that the NRA is protesting, they need to say we need to crack down, but we wait till things get really out of hand in this country before we try to deal with it. So the guns are out there, and you can get guns and drugs almost anywhere
in each corner.
Right. So the guns, you know, they couldn't purchase the guns, so somebody has sold them.
Yes,
or they have taken somebody's weapons.
Yeah.
So that's a dangerous situation.
That's a dangerous situation.
Do you think these kids are also experimenting with drugs?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because they didn't see their mother they didn't see their family, like as I see my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't see their families do it, and everything. So they doing it at an age of 12 and 13.
Wow.
This is the same as me. They doing it.
You know, I was very amazed about something. It was either I had the radio on my way somewhere, or I saw it on TV where what kids are doing now, besides the other drugs, is having parties and taking their parents' pills, whether they're pain pills, whether they're pills for diabetes, and putting them all, get together and have a party, put them all in a bowl, and everybody take one and see what kind of effect they get from it.
Yeah,
what is happening in this country?
Yeah.
Or in this world? What is happening with the drugs and the pills and the alcohol? I guess I'm still surprised at things that I hear, and I really shouldn't be, but because it was so different when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest I came to seeing drugs, pills, was when I was in the library one day at Lincoln School, and the person sitting across the table from me said she had a small plastic container, and she opened up her hand and said, "You want one, 25 cents. They were yellow jackets. That's what they call them, yellow jackets. I found out later. And I was smart enough, thank God, that if she had to hide it, it had to be something wrong with it.
Yes.
So I told her no.
Yes.
But then I learned later that there were a lot of kids that bought the, you know, to get high, they bought the pills. So it was back then, but it wasn't so blatant and so open. Oh, somebody's calling in. Let me see. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, speak up.
Okay. Now, I don't know how long it's been since they put the medication in school, took away the Petalins and all that, and put the drugs in school. But you got to think about that, too, because that makes kids act crazy and do crazy things, too.
You're talking about...
Well, I think that's where it basically started.
You're talking about when you go to school, they give you your medicine.
Yeah, they... Whatever it is, the Ritalins or whatever, they...
Speak up, sweetheart.
The Ritalins or whatever they your medication is, they put them in school. They have to take them. So when they get out of school, they're a mess. They have to find themselves again. If they can't afford their meds that they started on in school, and that's because they took the Petalins out and put the zombie pills in. And I mean, I'm just saying, give that a thought too, because you say, where is it coming from? What happened? I think that's the thing right there that started everything.
Thank
with
you so
kids
much
of today.
Thank you so much for your comment. Okay. You know, that was a good point made, because I recall several times when I was with legal services that we had, oh, not a lot, but some parents that complained about their kids being put on medication to keep them calm.
Yeah.
Because they was autistic, or they were having, they was either bipolar or something. And so by the when they wouldn't even allow the parents. This one family wasn't allowed to give. He had five children on pills. That was, to me, there was something wrong with that picture, but then I couldn't do anything about it. But however, they would not allow the father to give the children the pills. They kept the pills at school and gave them to the children when they got there. So it would take, let's say the kid's name was James, maybe a half hour to calm down. So I do think that, and I probably, if I'm wrong, you know, I'm wrong, the pharmaceuticals companies and the doctors are working hand in hand, and there is a lot of money to be earned for diagnosing a kid with something that maybe they should be taking some other kind of medication besides what they're taking. Because there are a lot of kids, as this woman said, that are medicated at school. And some of them are sitting around like zombies. What's going to be happening when they get out of,
school and out of
the... Are they in special ed? And there was an article about the number of African Americans that are just special ed kids that don't belong in special ed. So we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. A lot of work.
Yeah, because if that child grows up thinking that they don't amount to too much of anything, chances are they will use alcohol or drugs.
They use another alcohol, another weed, a crack, a meth.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
During the spring into summer savings event at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, get queen beds for only $277, a five-piece dining room for only $427, and sofas at the Ashley direct price of $397. Save throughout the store, plus get 0% interest for 18 months. Now's the time to get the mattress of your dreams. Don't miss huge savings on Ashley Sleep, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. At Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You wanted it, you got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click Hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click Vinyl Wood Plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
The Sage Salute to your business. Here's to being the innovator in chief, to crazy ideas that still make dollars and cents, to mobile payments that never take the long way into your accounting system. Here's to controlling your operating costs so that you can achieve your business goals. Sage. Believe in your numbers. Visit sagetoday.com. That's sagetoday.com.
Hey, guys, help me unload the car.
How much stuff did you get?
Oh, nothing much. Just a few essential things for our Cinco de Mayo party. Oh, here's your favorite, Coca-Cola.
Awesome.
You got Mission Tortilla Chips. Whoa, a piñata. And a mariachi band.
Like I said, just the essentials.
This Cinco de Mayo, make your party an authentic fiesta with an ice-cold Coca-Cola and New Mission Super Soft Tortillas. And bring home the fiesta.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ashley. I'm a dentist, and for some reason, people don't like to visit me. And I sort of get it. So here's what you can do to make your visits more pleasant for both of us. Try Crest Pro Health products. With regular use, they do wonders for those areas we dentists check most, like plaque, tartar, and gingivitis. So go ahead, give Crest Pro Health a try. The better you are to your mouth, the better I am to you. There's good oral health, and then there's Pro Health. Go Pro.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
We are back. 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867 if you want to call in. Sharika, we're going to go back to, I think I might have cut you off, or you might have cut me off, about the man that, the violent crime, that's what I call it. And you say that you still have some communications with him. Explain that, because I don't want our listening audience to think that you thought that was all right, and now you all are back together.
No,
you were only,
no.
How old were you, 20 years old,
20
and now you're 39?
Old.
Okay,
yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
I'm going to tell you that he is in my home, but he's upstairs. We don't have a relationship, but he's my
kid. He has his own entrance and his own, yeah.
Yeah, my kids, he's my kids' father, all three of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I want to show my kids the discipline of me, mm-hmm. as being friends. But as I told you, on Easter, I had thought that if you forgive a person, you still got to deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
But on Easter, I found out that when I went to church, I found out that you can leave that person alone. You can forgive them, but you can leave them alone. But I'm 39, and I just found that out. You learn every day.
You never get too old to learn something,
but
right?
But I always, because he had did this to me to put me in the woodshed, shot me 2 times, once in the face and once in the head, I thought he owed me. For years, I thought he owed me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I feel like he don't owe me nothing. Because if you don't want to do it nicely, mm-hmm. and at the goodness of God and the mm-hmm. goodness of grace, mm-hmm. then you don't have to do it, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people, my family, I don't have any nurses. I'm paraplegic, so I cannot move. But my family come first, second, and third shift just for me.
Well, if you could see Sharika, you think she could just get up and just walk right on out of here, because she looks so very nice and she's well-groomed, everything, and I'm just proud to know that she has not let this take her down.
No.
And this has been almost 20 years.
Yes, yes.
And you are doing great.
Yeah.
Yes. And sisters, she's got a sister look. What do you call that? Dreads? She got dreads.
Dreadlocks.
Yeah, mine can't get that long yet, so I guess I'll just have to wait. At any rate, forgiveness, like you said, you can forgive a person and move on.
Yes.
And that's what you have to do.
Yes.
What's his attitude now?
What's his attitude? His attitude is really foul, but he's going through a situation right now, so that's why I have him in my home, you know. And it's
because he needed somewhere to.
It's because he needed somewhere to be.
Mm-hmm.
He needed somewhere to be.
You are a forgiving person.
He needed somewhere to be, so that's why I have him in my home. Because I don't really need him. He needs me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I am a forgiving person. And that's what God say is you got to forgive a person. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that I didn't have to continue talking to him.
Right. How does your children feel about the whole situation?
The children...
I mean, they're grown. They got a job.
They're going on getting their life on. In their own places.
Right, right.
So and so the children.
You must have done something right.
Yeah, thank you. The children, the oldest one, you know, she talks with them and stuff. But all the children are respectful.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, no, Mama, you don't even have to have him here in mm-hmm. the first place because. Mm-hmm. He ain't even doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't doing nothing for you. He's just fussing and mad all the time. But he's mad at himself
right.
for doing this
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't say, you know, I'm sorry. You know, let's just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But he's mad at himself.
Too bad.
Because you got to realize that if you shoot a person, mm-hmm. you there walking around their house.
Mm-hmm.
And they have everything in the house. He ain't bought one thing.
I need to stop laughing.
He ain't bought one thing in the house.
Yeah, but see, I've been to your home, so I know that you are a well-established woman.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you. If you could pick one person who's impacted your life in a positive way, who would it be and why?
One person who's impacted my life is...
It doesn't matter what age you were.
Yeah.
Or how old or how young you were.
Yeah, my friend, she got me off of drugs. You know, when I moved out.
You never went to AA or anything like that?
No. When she I didn't know her and she didn't know me. She came in my life and took me from my home. She was a CNA, and I moved in with her and her mama and stayed with them. And that's why I love him till today,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know her from a man on the moon.
How did you happen to get in touch with you? How did
she
you
came
all come together?
She came to my house and knocked on the door and see me in that sad situation. The house was dark, the home was trashed up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me up and put me in a chair and pushed me outside and told me, you want me to buy you something? I had money. I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went outside, and she said, well, I'm going to take my brothers and sisters to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came on back, and we sat there all day. Her mama got off of the home at the nursing home and came on my house. And she said, well, where is your mother at?
Mm.
What are you doing? I've been riding up and down this street looking to see if any people is going to pop out that love you. You know, because that's where love comes from.
Right, right, right.
And don't you know what? They took me to the next day on Mother's Day. That's when I stopped smoking. So Mother's Day is a happy day for me.
Oh, great, great.
On Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is coming up next week.
The Mother's Day, they took me to their home.
Oh,
and
wow.
They took me to their home, and they told me, they said, you won't have to worry about going back over to none of that misery. And I stopped smoking then.
Well, there was a lot of willpower, and I'm sure the good Lord was behind you on that.
Yes,
And it was meant to happen for them to come into your life.
Yeah, because
I'm telling where you would be today.
Yes.
Had it not, if those angels.
Yes.
See, angels comes in all forms and colors and shapes.
Yes.
Those angels came and they were sent.
Yeah.
And so,
and that what moved me to stop smoking, going to church, getting back involved. Now, right now, I do. That's why I have the other home, so that I can talk to mentors, talk to people in situations that getting them off.
Because you've been there and done that,
and stuff like that. Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
You've been there and done that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a pleasure talking with you. I'm hopeful that you said something that will impact someone's life today. The person that feels down and out, thinks no one cares for him. There's always someone out there. And I'm briefly going to say, because we only got a couple of minutes, about restricting criminal records. That's, to me, ties in with radio rehab and the drug culture and what we try to, the message we try to get out there, Lisa, myself, and Kelly. Last year, the Indiana Code was amended to restrict D-felonies to, have to be nonviolent, to misdemeanors after 3 years. But you can't be on probation, and there's a lot of other little requirements, but it's possible. Then after 8 years, if you've got, let's say, a few misdemeanors and a D-felony, these all have to be nonviolent, they can be reduced. There's a document sitting on the governor's desk, Governor Pence, to sign to extend that code to expunge criminal records. We are hopeful that he will sign it, and we will know probably tomorrow, Monday, if he will sign it. And that will, expunging is different from restricting. Restricting is law enforcement still has access to your records, but nobody else does. Potential employees, employers, no one like that would have access to your records. So I'm saying expunging is getting records, rid of your records altogether. Burn them. I mean, somebody give you to them. Police, nobody has, law enforcement, nobody has access to them. So we're hopeful that he will sign that bill, but I'm saying Indiana Legal Services, not legal aid, Indiana Legal Services, I believe, are handling some of those cases because they're civil cases. Even though it was a criminal matter, they are civil cases. You can call their number, they're in the phone book, or you can call me and I can tell you where to go or tell you how to get the paperwork done. What's your last remark for us, Sharika, before we close up? It's 11 o'clock. Hurry up.
My last remark is keep prayer in at all times. I love you for free. That's what I always say.
Okay.
And anybody, just please, just stay patient. And God is a preparing God. And just stay focused, please.
Okay.
Stay focused.
Thank you. All right. Invest today in a human soul. Who knows? It may be a diamond in the rough. We're all human beings. See you next time. And have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning into Radio Rehab. And what an awesome show today was. Once again, we want to thank our guests and host for donating their time to this program of recovery. Radio Rehab is only a support to the real work of recovery and does not offer definitive answers or attempt to counsel anyone in their own personal behavior. Although the show does not endorse any program of recovery, it holds the belief that most recovery works are in an effort of true conviction and concern for the benefit of the suffering and can be trusted to offer real hope and better choices. Radio Rehab airs every Saturday morning from 10 until 11 on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA and at 1400amweoa.com.
Our country was stricken by horrific tragedies in 2012. This has brought the topic of mental health to the forefront of all of our minds. It is so important for our community to recognize and guide our loved ones to seek help. Please, please call Brentwood Meadows if you know someone who may be suffering from a mental health issue. It could be depression, anxiety, or even loneliness. These people need our help. Call Brentwood Meadows today at 858-7200. There's hope. There's help. That's 858-7200.
Prescriptions for Life airs Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. and again at 4:50 p.m. Listen for everyday tips that you can use to help keep yourself healthy, both mentally and physically. This exciting program is brought to you by Amazing Dental After Hours, located in room 208 of the Walker Building, which is the old Welburn Hospital downtown. Or give us a call at 424-9900. We're open Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday by appointment only. That's Prescriptions for Life, right here on the station that's here for the community, Magic 98.5 FM.
During the spring into summer savings event at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, get queen beds for only $277, a five-piece dining room for only $427, and sofas at the Ashley direct price of $397. Save throughout the store, plus get 0% interest for 18 months. Now's the time to get the mattress of your dreams. Don't miss huge savings on Ashley Sleep, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. At Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-593-1400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-593-1400. That's 1-800-593-1400.